get when we come to Taiwan.
Yeah.
If you're eligible for something, it means you meet some sort of criteria, the requirements to get something, to obtain something. You have the right to do something because of perhaps your background, your degree. Maybe you have the right certificate to perform something or get a permit to practice law or be a doctor. Well, they're eligible. They can apply for a national work permit.
Mm-hmm. For example, you need to be a certain age to be eligible to vote, for example. And yes, you need to be eligible to have a work permit, to work legally, to pay taxes and stuff like that. And although the reform package will not provide citizenship or entitle immigrants to the same job benefits that American citizens enjoy, it should improve immigrants' lives. So although, okay, here it just means this is true, even though something else is true, it will not provide citizenship and it will not entitle those immigrants or let them have the same job benefits that regular citizens have, that regular citizens enjoy, but still, it's going to help improve their lives. Now, if we talk about citizenship, that means you're a citizen of that country, you have the passport, and you're free to move around in your country. You don't need special permission to be there. Citizenship, I don't know how you get citizenship here in Taiwan. I understand it's possible for foreigners to get citizenship here, but I've never heard of anybody who actually carries an ROC passport when they came from some other place. Doesn't mean it isn't possible. It's quite easy to obtain citizenship in the United States, although it kind of gets harder and harder in some ways. An immigrant, of course, is somebody who lives in another country. Immigrants to the same job benefits, they are not entitled to those things. So here the verb phrase is to be entitled to something. That means you have the privilege or you have the right to get that. I'm entitled to know the truth. You should tell me and stop lying to me.
That's right. So they were hoping they'd get even more entitlements, I'm sure, but they are going to be eligible for Obamacare, the health care, which we found out. Now, it's estimated, this is just a guess at the numbers. I've heard higher numbers than this even, that 11 million illegal immigrants already reside or live in the U.S. Now, if you're illegal, it means you don't have the right to be there. You didn't get the proper visa. You didn't get the proper paperwork done. They probably snuck in, which is the past form tense of to sneak. Totally. My family's in Arizona, so there are a lot of Mexicans that come over the border there into the U.S.
And bring all their smelly tacos with them. Watch out for that.
Oh, we love the tacos. They do bring all their family members. There'll be like six families in one small house.
And their dogs and their goats, too.
Everything. They currently, which means they do this right now. If it's current, it's present time. They reside. I said reside just means to live. Tom and I reside in Taipei. And approximately 4 million of these illegals will benefit from the reform package. Not everybody. And so, of course, there were protests in the United States from the illegals saying, you should have made this available to all of us. But he made these reforms available to 4 million. 4 million of these illegals will benefit from the reform package. We say it's a package because it doesn't just include the right to work. They can get a driver's license. They can get health care. And it's a pretty nice package. So who does it actually help, Tom?
Well, it's kind of complicated here. I'm not quite sure I understand this myself, but the reforms will allow immigrants who are parents of either U.S. citizens or U.S. residents to apply for 3 years because of the economic problems back home.
Sure.
My understanding is that most Mexicans would rather stay on their side of the border, and I could understand why because I've been to Mexico several times, and, you know, if you look past the poverty.
It's nice, huh?
It is a great country indeed. Lots of stuff there, and, yeah, I would certainly want to immigrate there if there wasn't this drug war going on. I would love to live in San Luis Potosí, cada día comer la comida mexicana.
It's really sad that the criminals have taken control of some countries in this world. Mm. Well, if you follow or are one of these people, one of these two types of groups of people, you can apply for a 3-year work permit. Now, another part of the reform package allows those who came to the U.S. as children to extend their temporary legal status and continue working in the U.S. Several years ago, Obama used his executive powers and made the children who have been in the States for quite a while able to work and go to school in the U.S. without any trouble. So this applies to them. They can go ahead and extend or lengthen. That's what extend means. Sometimes we have to extend our visas as people here in Taiwan. That means we go to the government and they say, oh, you can stay 3 years longer. They can extend their temporary legal status. So they can continue working in the U.S. at that point. Obama said he hopes the policy change will allow immigrants to integrate into American society better, I think, by enabling them to stay, work, pay taxes, we love that part, and contribute to the U.S. economy. When you talk about a policy, there are policies within companies, policies within governments. These are kind of their guidelines or their mandates, their methods of how they want to operate and run things. We have a strict no cheating policy in school. If you're caught cheating, your teacher will probably throw out your test. So they want to help these illegals just, you know, come into society a little bit more easily. If you integrate, you join in and follow, become more like the mainstream. You don't have to hide. My next door neighbors in New York were illegals. They've been in America for 25 years, and I felt like they were always kind of quiet and hiding when the police came into my neighborhood.
Don't worry about us, though, folks. Both Stephanie and I have the legal visas, the permanent residence
certificates. We are very legal. That's right.
Absolutely. So don't even think about throwing us in the slammer because we're illegal, because we're not. Check it out. Look it up in the book. And yes, indeed, these people hopefully will be able to become a larger part of American society. They won't have to hide and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And as you said, they'll be able to pay those taxes. Okay, everybody, that puts us about at the halfway mark here, so we're going to stop talking, and then we're going to go ahead and continue with the second part. But right now, we'd like to listen first to our Chinese teacher.
Hi, this is Lucy. 今天是 News Digest 单元，讨论美国的移民政策。美国是一个种族大熔炉，但是不同族群之间的关系也经常有点紧张。不久前，美国总统奥巴马宣布要将移民政策放宽，更引来赞成和反对阵营两方极端的反应。接下来，我们一起来看看课文中的重点用法。文章开头第一句说明这次改革的内容。In a drastic move, U.S. President Barack Obama recently announced immigration reforms that will make millions of illegal immigrants living in the U.S.eligible for national work permits. 美国总统奥巴马近期采取大动作，宣布移民改革，这将使居住在美国的数百万非法移民有资格取得国家工作许可证。本句以关系代名词 that 引导的形容词子句，修饰先行词 immigration reforms， 表示是怎么样的移民改革。在句子后半有一个片语Be eligible for. Eligible 形容词是合格的，特别是指人在法律上面合乎资格的，或者是在道德上合乎标准的。Any citizen who is over 65 years old is eligible for a national pension. 任何65岁以上的国民都有资格领取国民年金。另外有一个字可以来比较一下。Legitimate, L-E-G-I-T-I-M-A-T-E, 也是形容词，通常是指事物是正当的、合法的。如果拿来形容人，则是形容人是婚生的，或者是嫡出的。Traditionally, the crown passes from the king to one of his legitimate sons. 传统上，王位由国王传给他的其中一位嫡出儿子。而 be eligible for 片语表示有资格或有能力做某事，可以和其他的片语互换，比如下一句当中的 be entitled to 或者是 be qualified for。 我们来造个例子， Employees who have worked for more than 1 year in this company are eligible for 7 days off each year。在这间公司工作满一年的员工， 每年都有资格休七天的假。这个句子也可以把它代换成 Employees who have worked for more than 1 year in the company are entitled to 7 days off each year. 也就等于 Employees who have worked for more than 1 year in the company are qualified for 7 days off each year. 第二段的地方仔细说明移民改革的内容。其中第二句说The reforms allow immigrants who are parents of either U.S. citizens or U.S. residents to apply for 3-year work permits. 这些改革将能允许美国公民或美国居民的父母申请3年的工作许可证。Either or 表示两者的其中之一，所以只要符合是 U.S. citizens 或 U.S. residents 的父母这其中的一项条件就可以提出申请。Either A or B 如果当作句子的主词，它的动词变化要跟最近的主词一致。比如说 Either the teacher or the students were responsible for decorating the room. 老师或者是学生负责装饰房间。顺便复习一下常见的相关用法。Neither nor 表示两者皆非，后面所接的动词变化要跟最近的主词一致。例如 ，Neither Brian nor Trevor likes to read novels. Brian 跟 Trevor 都不喜欢读小说。另外 ，both and 表示两者皆是，后面所接的动词一律要用复数。例如 ，Both Eric and Sunny.Are crazy about Japanese manga. Eric and Sunny 都为日本漫画而疯狂。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Okay, let's continue with our lesson. Again, we're talking about the change in immigration policy in the United States. And we just mentioned that this executive order hopefully will allow illegal immigrants to integrate into American society. And they'll be able to play by the rules like the rest of us. Well, here's the final paragraph for today. It says, although some people support the president's decision, others are livid about the reforms and the manner in which they have been implemented. So, yes, some people say, yes, good on you, President. You should have done that a long time ago. But, however, other people, especially people who hate Obama, they are livid about the reforms. If you're livid, you are extremely angry. How could he do that?
Actually, some people who are pro-Obama, like the black community, are livid because they feel like it's going to hurt their job possibilities.
Uh-oh. So here we've got the word manner here, which is a way in which something is done, the way or the method. So here, people are mad about the way he did it. Here, it's got the word implement here. To implement means to put something into action. How are the rules implemented, for example?
Some claim, if you claim something, guys, you say something's true, but you don't really have anything to back it up. But this is what some people claim. They claim the changes will make immigration issues worse by encouraging more people to illegally immigrate to the U.S. We're already seeing that in the news. Borders have become kind of hard to control. They've become more aggressive as they try to enter illegally. Senator John McCain is a senator from the state of Arizona, which is next door to Mexico. So he's not happy about how this was implemented. He's also Obama's opponent, so he's on the opposite side of politics to Obama. They ran against each other in the 2008 presidential election. That's every 4 years in the United States, just like it is in Taiwan every 4 years.
Indeed. And, of course, McCain was the opponent, the guy he ran against way back in 2008. And, well, you do something sometimes that seems kind of extreme, but if you go really extreme, we often use this phrase, to go so far as to do something. So one time my father was talking about my Uncle Bob, and he was saying all sorts of things about him. And I said, well, would you go so far as to say he was a jerk? And, well, he didn't quite do that. My dad doesn't call people names and stuff like that. But it certainly sounded like that's what he was calling him.
And he probably said, Tom, I won't go that far, or I wouldn't go that far. Yeah.
But he was a bad guy. he wasn't a criminal or anything. But in any case here, McCain went so far as to say that this was an illegal power grab. Illegal means it's against the law. And a power grab means that you try to get power rather quickly, usually by means that are not noticeable or could be illegal. A power grab, for example, sometimes we could describe a coup as a power grab.
Yeah.
Somebody just wants to take over power as fast as they can before somebody notices or before someone can stop them.
Well, he also claimed Obama unjustly used his presidential powers to bypass Congress and launch the reform with an executive order. The president's not supposed to make law. That's up to Congress. That's why McCain is claiming or saying that he unjustly did this. It wasn't right for him to use what presidential powers he has to go around Congress. Bypass means to go around, not go through. Sometimes we need to bypass a road if they're working on a road, and we have to go around and use it a different way. Well, he went around Congress and just, you know, decided to make this law himself. It affects so many people. That's when Congress really needs to be involved, though, because your congressmen are representatives of the people. And your president only represents a few people. Only some people voted for him. That's why some people were livid, really angry. So what presidents do when they want to do something on their own is they use something called an executive order. He's in the executive branch of our government, and the legislative branch is the Congress. And so he wrote what he wanted to have happen. Now, there are people who defended Obama, and we can use this phrase in defense of someone when we want to give them a reason why they did what they did or justify what they did. And he's got one of the people working for him, and one of his aides, that's what we call these people who work for the president, he issued a statement.
Yes, an aide is an assistant, and if you issue something, that means you just let it be known by people, you publish it, or you have a press conference, and then you actually say this, and people hear it and record it and talk about it. And he said it was consistent with how former U.S. presidents behaved. Basically, he was saying that, well, if other presidents in the past did it, then he can too. There's nothing wrong with that. Tit for tat, basically. That's what this aide claimed or stated formally. It was consistent with. So here we have the verb phrase to be consistent with. That means it's the same. It isn't different. It's basically doing the same thing as things were done in the past. Like my new cake recipe is consistent with my old cake recipe. It's basically the same thing. Not 100% the same, but basically it's going to make a really delicious cake.
You could also use the phrase, used his executive powers similar to how former U.S. presidents behaved. And the contrast, you know, if you want to do the Shangfan, it would be he exercised his executive powers in contrary to how former U.S. presidents behaved. So you can either set up your sentence to say something similar to something else, or it's the opposite to something else. So that's a really good phrase to learn, was consistent with. So it's the be verb. America's immigration policies have been a highly controversial subject in recent years. Controversial, if something, there's a lot of controversy about something, that's the noun form. A lot of people are debating it, they're talking about it, there are a lot of different opinions. And here we're saying America's immigration policies have been debated a lot in recent years.
Right. Of course, Taiwan's relations with the mainland or China, whatever you want to call it, is extremely controversial. I can't even mention it here because it's so controversial. Somebody might come over here and try to cut my throat if I say the wrong thing. But in any case here, his policies, at least America's policies on immigration, have been controversial. And so the effects of these reforms will be carefully scrutinized in the court of public opinion. So if you scrutinize something, that means you basically examine it and try to figure out what's right about it or what's wrong about it. So you need to scrutinize the behavior of your employees, for example, to make sure they're not stealing money from you if you're the boss of a company. And yes, the public is going to look at this and say, did he do the right thing or did he do the wrong thing? And what sort of effects is it going to have? This isn't a formal court like the Supreme Court or a district court or something.
No.
This is the court of public opinion. So, yeah, it's not really a court. It's just basically when people are going to talk about this and write editorials about it, and then they'll all kind of decide whether he made the right decision or not.
Okay, everybody, it's time once again for our Chinese teacher who will explain a little bit more, and then we'll be back.
奥巴马的改革虽然看起来用意良善，但不是所有人都认同他的做法。第三段说明了这项措施所引起的正反评论。这一段开头直接点出 ，Although some support the president's decision, others are livid about the reforms and the manner in which they have been implemented。虽然有些人支持总统的决定，其他有些人则对于改革内容和其实施方式勃然大怒。句子后半的 in which 修饰先行词 the manner， 而 the manner 其实就等于是 the way， 表示用某种形式。所以 and 后半所引导的子句 the manner in which they have been implemented， 也就是 how they have been implemented。 另外我们看到句子中间的不定代名词 someOthers 表示在不确定的范围内，有些怎么样，而其他有些怎么怎么样。也就是说，移民改革让一部分人叫好，让其他一部分人不满，而还有其他没写出来的人，他可能是不知道或者没有意见。如果要表达在确定范围内的两种不同看法或差异，就要用 some, the others, 有些怎么怎么样。剩余的怎么怎么样？比如说 ，Some of my classmates like the new science teacher. The others miss the old one. 我的有些同学喜欢新的自然老师，剩下的其他同学想念旧的老师。
That's it for today's program. Thank you for joining us. And maybe you can discuss this particular subject amongst yourselves about immigration in Taiwan.
Yeah.
Should more and more people be let in and given citizenship, you know, when looking at the fact that Taiwan's population is aging just like Japan's. Okay, that brings us to the end of our lesson for today. Thanks for coming. And make sure you join us again next time for English Digest. I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.